Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
So there I was, a young, impressionable high school kid, listening to this guy debate an atheist on the radio. I couldn't believe it. And then the next caller was a Muslim, and he shared Christ with him. And I was like, wow. And I'm like figuring out Christianity. I'm just young. I'm a teenager, and I'm trying to figure out the faith and what do I believe and can you trust the Bible and all this stuff. But I was listening to this as a teenager on Christian radio. And the reason I'm sharing that with you, I'm Stu Epperson, filling in for my good buddy Steve Noble. And today, you, my friends, are going to be a part of changing lives all over the world. 200 million plus people are going to hear the gospel because of you, because there's a young Nigerian kid who's going to be able to turn on his radio and hear what I heard. See, I was just a young, impressionable kid, and I started hearing Bible teaching. I started hearing messages about Christ that I'd never heard before. And I heard it on Christian radio, and I don't know if I'd even be here today doing what I'm doing, sitting here talking about Christ, inviting people to the goodness and to the grace of God, and sharing the good news that a Savior came from glory and died on an old rugged cross to save a wretch like me. And so today, I'm hosting a talk show for Steve Noble, and I have across the table from me my good buddy John Somerville. He's also a baller. He can fill it up. John, it's good to have you on the Steve Noble Show.
It is always good to be with you, Stu. Thanks for inviting us back into the studio again to talk about our big project that we've got going on across the ocean today.
Across the ocean. And so think about like a world without Christian radio. Think about the first time you heard Christian radio. We got letters and letters of people. We got a stack of people whose lives have been changed from transworld radio overseas. Think about you listening right now. You're here listening to my voice or watching me on Instagram Live. If you have an Instagram account, go. You can see into the studio through Instagram. It's live right now, and I'm going to wave to all my Instagram.
And this is not Instagram. It's Instagram.
We got to get that right. We've got that trademarked. But this is this is bringing people in through social media who may not be able to listen, but download the free Truth Network app. Listen to the show on the radio, wherever you can hear this program, this awesome show, the Steve Noble Show. But John Somerville, this is a massive project, but we're inviting everyone right now to do something big, to make it possible for other young people to hear the Word of God. Young and old alike, Christians are being persecuted. Christians are being killed, imprisoned, embattled all over Nigeria, where it's very diverse and very crazy, just because they love Jesus, and we're doing something about it to bring them hope and encouragement, right?
We were going to build a radio station right there in West Africa to be able to reach the entire country of Nigeria. Now, there are 200 million people living in Nigeria, one of the largest countries in our world today, and we're going to be able to, with this new radio station, we're going to be able to broadcast to all of them. Now, Nigeria is really cut in half. The northern part is Islamic. The southern part is Christian. But where the two meet is where all the violence is happening. And the Muslims are coming down. They're with their AK-47s. They're gunning down entire villages of people. They're taking the women and the girls and kidnapping them. And they are car bombing churches. This is a time when the gospel is needed more than any other time. And God is opening this opportunity for us to build a radio station right there in West Africa to be able to reach all of Nigeria.
Wow. So we're asking you all hour long, you're welcome to call into this show, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Call in, ask any question you want of Transworld Radio. At Truth Network, we're called to go into all the world. Yes, we have stations across America. Yes, the Steve Noble Show is heard on stations all over the place, like our wonderful friends at the Wilkins Radio Network in New Mexico and Indianapolis that carry this program, in Jacksonville, Florida, the Truth down there. But how about What about the world? Didn't Jesus say go into all the world? So we've partnered up with a ministry that puts sound doctrine. That's a very important word that we've lost sight of a lot of times in this day and age. Sound doctrine. The truth of the gospel. The truth of the resurrection. The death, the burial of Jesus Christ. The return of the king. This is a ministry, Transworld Radio. You've been around a long time. So we've partnered with them. And so we're simply asking you today to pick up the phone and call, not us. If you want to call us, you can, 866-34-TRUTH, but call Transworld Radio and pledge $5, pledge $5,000, pledge $500. Every penny goes where, John?
Every penny is going towards this transmitter and towards the programming that goes on to the transmitter. So not only are we building a radio station, but we're putting the programming on for one entire year through your gifts today.
Okay, and there's a number we're going to give you to call. It's 888-988-5656. Very simple. That number, you have a wonderful team at Transworld that will actually answer the call. And if you donate, just tell them how much you want to give. Give them a credit card. And 100% of it goes toward this. Now, we're trying to build, is it a 200,000-watt?
200,000-watt radio
station.
That's
a big stick right there.
Yeah.
200,000-watt station. So every penny of this is going to pay for this massive radio signal. It's right in the middle of Nigeria. So it'll cover the north, which is more Muslim, the south, which is more Christian. It'll even bleed into Congo and parts of, I guess, West Africa too, right, John?
That's right. That's right. So your
Ivory Coast and all that.
This 200,000 watt is going to have the impact of not only covering all of Nigeria, but it stretches into Cameroon as well as Ivory Coast. And it is really an incredible signal when you think about it, covering 200 million people and multiple languages. Right now, when we began to broadcast on there, we're going to be doing five languages. Now, most of us, when we turn on our radio, we think, we don't even think about having a second language on the radio. We think about it's going to be English because we're tuning in right away. But here, the people will be able to tune in on five different languages in their different blocks. They'll be able to listen at the different times. Why is that important? Because these different people groups don't all speak English, even though this country was formerly an English colony. Many of them do speak English, but there are so many that speak other languages. And because of that, we'll have the ability to speak into their heart, the heart language that they grew up in and listen to and love. And so many people don't even have radio broadcasts in these languages, but TWR will be bringing the good news of Jesus right there in their language through this radio broadcast.
Okay, so we have the opportunity to support this. The number is 888-988-5656. AfricaNeedsJesus.com, I believe, is the website. That's a cool website. I'm Stu Everson, filling in for Steve Noble. More on what God's doing in Nigeria. If you have a question, feel free to call in at 866-34-TRUTH. Coming back with this and more on The Steve Noble Show. Loves a cheerful giver. Quote John Piper, there are only three kinds of Christians when it comes to world missions: zealous goers, zealous senders, and disobedient. Quote J.D. Greer, you're either a missionary or a mission field. There's no third option. Quote David Livingston, the best remedy for a sick church is to put it on a missionary diet. Some of us are so daggum obsessed with our problems. How are you doing? Vomit all over us, okay? We're so stuck in the weeds of our own challenges that we realize that there are people that are dying and going to hell right now. They need Jesus, and you have the answer. And the enemy's got you so entangled and so in bondage to your own challenges. So today on Steve Noble Show, I'm Stu Everson, filling in for my good buddy Steve. I am the host of a show called Truth Talk Weekend. I also am the president and founder of the Truth Network, which is a group of Christian radio stations pointing people to Jesus. And I realized, wait a second, God's called us to a greater mission even than North America, and that is the world. And sitting across from me is John Somerville, who's with Transworld Radio. And really, the mission of Transworld Radio in a nutshell is, John, what?
Well, our objective is to tell people about Jesus who wouldn't otherwise be able to hear about him any other way. Mm. And radio is the perfect tool to be able to do that. When you think about radio, it has the ability to be able to go where you're going. And so whether you're in your car or on your camel, or whether you're, if you're traveling in the mountains or the beach, you know, radio has that ability to be able to go different places. And what I love about radio is that it can be right there in the privacy of your home or in the, in your earbuds, wherever it is, radio can be there for you and it's personal. So you can be listening in the privacy of your own home. Nobody else may know what you're listening to. Wow. And so that's why radio makes the perfect missionary tool, because it can go oftentimes where missionaries haven't been yet.
And there's people that are members of terrorist groups that can turn on their radio in Nigeria and potentially hear the gospel, which is why Transworld Radio is working feverishly around the clock to build a 200,000-watt station in the middle of Nigeria that will reach the over 200 million people population across all kinds of tribal languages and different ethnicities and religious beliefs, and then into the other countries around. But it costs money to do that, John, which is why you're here today to talk to, invite our listeners to call this 800 number and pledge to give $100 or $1,000 or whatever they want to give.
That's right. So maybe the Lord is putting on your heart to give $100. Maybe it's $500. Maybe it's $1,000. Maybe it's $50. We want you to pick up the phone. Be a part of what God is doing to reach Nigeria with this huge 200,000-watt radio station that we're planting right there in Africa to be able to reach 200 million people. Mm. That phone number. Let me give that phone number to you.
Please.
888-988-5656. 888-988-5656. If you like to do your giving online, you can go to AfricaNeedsJesus.com and make your gift safe and secure there. AfricaNeedsJesus.com, because Africa needs Jesus. Africa needs you.
Wow. So, and I just reminded my Instagram viewers, which I'm on Instagram, by the way, under my name, Stu Epperson, Twitter as well, and we'll tweet this stuff out as well, Facebook, all the different social media, even LinkedIn. But, John, we were talking to them about how this is not your money anyway. If you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you're a steward, not an owner. So God's entrusted you with what you have, your time, your talent, your treasure. And some of you may not have a whole lot of time. You might be real busy. But by golly, you've got treasure, and you can whip out a credit card. You can call that number, and you can say, here's, you know, here's a couple grand that will build a radio station to reach Muslims and cults and terrorists and all kinds of people, even young people who are just searching with the good news of Jesus Christ. Transworld Radio puts 24/7 Christian teaching, conversation, talk, programs. This lady, is a testimony right here from a lady who says she's reconsidering. She's going to get a divorce. And she heard Transworld Radio. She's thinking about working it out in her marriage because of the grace of God coming through that radio receiver through Transworld Radio. And there's a lot of bad stuff out there, John, but you guys are putting the word of God out there, right?
It, reconciling people back to Jesus, reconciling marriages, so you're reconciling people back to each other. That's what it's all about. Mm. So, you know, if you're planning on making a gift, maybe you could be like, well, we've heard from Jennifer in South Boston, Virginia, Catherine from Pineville, Louisiana, Paul in Newton, Iowa, Timothy in Atlanta, Georgia. And each of them are given different amounts. There's 100, there's 150, there's a 50, then there's a $500 gift in there. And you know what's really cool is we've had a $20,000 gift, we've had a $10,000 gift, and you know, God is using all these gifts. How big is this project? When you think about it, it's going to be $1.4 million to build this radio station. We have less than $400,000 left to go on it. We are on our way to getting this fully funded, and we will build this radio station right there in West Africa to reach all of Nigeria, to reach 200 million people with the good news of Jesus. Your gift, whether it's $100 or $1,000 or $10,000, God is wanting you to be a part of this huge project right now when you call 888-988-5656, 888-988-5656, or you can go online, AfricaNeedsJesus.com.
And just think about how, where you were when God met you and how you came to Christ, and maybe how this radio station, this network, wherever you're listening to Christian radio, whatever network, it's made an impact in your life. Like, you tune in, you catch it on your way to work. I've had people tell me that God saved their marriage through hearing a Christian radio program. On their way home from work one day, they heard a show, they pulled over, they got right with God. I heard Dr. Jeremiah share at one of his conferences not too long ago, John, a guy was literally going to commit suicide, and he just somehow he he hit the radio on his way to grab some other things in the car. He's pulled over. He's going to kill himself. And Dr. Jeremiah's voice came on and said, God has got a plan for you. Don't give up. And he gave his life to Christ. And Dr. Jeremiah was reading this thing with teared eyes saying, God's working. But imagine people not having that opportunity. Imagine millions across Nigeria, 200 million, that can't really hear a good, solid signal with good, solid Bible teaching. And that's why we're here today talking to you about this. John, Transworld Radio wants to meet that need, but we need listeners today that will step up, that will phone, call that number, and literally give whatever God leads them to give to donate to build this radio station in the middle of Nigeria that will change lives forever.
We're looking at having you call right now, 888-988-5656. 888-988-5656. Your gift of $100, maybe it's $500, maybe it's $1,000. What is God putting on your heart? Call right now, 888-988-5656. You know, we were talking earlier a little bit about the Muslim North, the Christian South, and how the conflict between, you know, the Muslims are, their objective is to make all of Nigeria Muslim. That is their objective. And so they are attacking the Christians in the South. And because of that, there is so much violence.
Yeah.
The Christians, though, are doing so much to forgive them, but there's still a lot of animosity.
Now, well, help is on its way in the form of a 200,000-watt station.
200,000.
It's going to be broadcasting the gospel thanks to your gift today. The number again real quick before the break, John.
888-988-5656. Call now your $100 gift.
Okay, Stu Everson, more of the Steve Noble Show and some cool testimonies after this. Hang on.
If you're happy in your stuff, and if 10% enough, stay away from Jesus. Oh, let the children come.
Oh, quote, sympathy is no substitute for action. David Livingston. Someone asked, will the heathen who have never heard the gospel be saved? It is more a question with me, whether we who have the gospel and fail to give it to those who have not can be saved. Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Every Christian is either a missionary or an imposter. Imposter, Charles Haddon Spurgeon. How's the missionary thing working for you? I'm Stu Everson, and I'm filling in for Steve Noble, my good buddy, who's on location right now. You'll be hearing all about that soon. He's going to be hard to keep this one a secret, but he'll be back soon. Thanks for joining us. This wonderful show, honored to sit here with my other good friend, John Somerville with Transworld Radio. He and the team are in the studio right now talking about how we can reach 200 million people with the good news of Jesus Christ. Is there anything more plausible? Is there anything more exciting than reaching people who've never heard or people that need desperately to get some good solid doctrine that are putting together pastors who are called to plant a church, but they barely have had a systematic theology class, and they're learning, and so they can get seminary on the air through this massive radio station we're trying to construct with our friends at Transworld Radio in Nigeria. 200 million people, plus it bleeds into the Congo, Benin, onto the other side. It kind of covers, it bleeds out all over the periphery of the Nigeria. But John, this is a matter of, that quote is pretty convicting about Livingston. Oh, sympathy. Oh, yeah, we want to reach people. Well, you know, so let's defy statistics, because, you know, you hear the statistics from Barna and Greg Laurie, even said the other day, less than 5% of Christians even share their faith, so on and so forth. Well, here's a chance for you to share your faith. Just pick up the phone and call in a $5 or $50 or $500 or $5,000 pledge. It's not yours anyway, to Transworld Radio today to give toward building a Christian station in the middle of Nigeria that'll reach millions of people. There's a good way to get active, to get off the bench. John Somerville, this is your passion. I mean, this is something that's real.
People need the Lord. You know, we talk about this, and it's easy to talk about, but oftentimes we just never do anything about it. And good intentions pave the road to, you know, well, we don't need to finish that sentence because we all know. So we want to do more than just good intentions. We want to pick up that phone. And, when we hear about the statistics about people who don't have access to the gospel, you know, my heart breaks. And that's why it's important for us to do something about it right now. And we have that opportunity. We had that opportunity to be able to pick up the phone and make a gift to build this radio station, 200,000 watts to reach 200 million people with the good news of Jesus. It's a no-brainer. We want to pick up that phone and be a part of it right now. So
There's a call right there.
There
Give
it
us
is.
The number.
888-988-5656. You know, you're joking about that, Stu, but that is what it means. That means a gift has just come through.
Fantastic.
888-988-5656. We want to hear from you, or you can go online, AfricaNeedsJesus.com.
Yeah.
AfricaNeedsJesus.com. It's a easy to remember. Go on
Fantastic.
There and make a click.
And someone even just called our call-in number a little bit ago to find out what the number was to call that number. That could be the person
could
making
be.
A gift. Call in with a gift. You know, why do we do this? I mean, you hear Steve Noble every day, cutting-edge topics, awesome guests, Theology Thursday. He's got a great Money Monday. But guess what? Once in a while, we're going to take a break from that and invite you to get in here. Today, you're the guest, my friends, and what are we going to ask you to do? We're going to ask you to reach into your pocketbook and pull out God's money and give just like, oh, wow. Fernando just gave from California, $100. God bless you, Fernando. Jeffrey just gave. God bless you, Jeffrey. Wow, that is so awesome. That excites me. Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Listen to us on 97.7 FM and AM 830 on the Truth Network. Great Truth Network station there. You got a whole list of these things. But listen, why do we take a break and invite you to share in reaching other people across the world with the gospel? Let me tell you why. Because Transworld Radio has a presence there. It's nowhere near what it's going to be when we have 200,000 watts.
Right.
But you have some presence in the fringe areas and in the suburbs. And this is a testimony from someone who said this. They said, "There is no time that I do not tune into your station, and I learn great things about God and his redemptive plan for man. What a blessing you have been to me." Here's someone else that said this. "You are the only preacher able to give me a clear explanation of the Bible in my heart language. Keep it up, and may God bless the good work you are doing." Another person wrote this. These are the people, by the way, that your gifts are helping reach more of, okay? "For the past 6 years, I am living in darkness, outside of God's will. But this year, the Lord helped me through your programs. I now know the Lord. Please, I need your prayers, and I need a Holy Bible."
These are powerful testimonies, and we're looking to have more of them as we build our second radio station to reach all of Nigeria. Your gifts make a difference. $100, maybe $500, maybe $5,000. Maybe it's something totally insane, and God is working on you right now. Call with that, with your best gift, 888-988-5656. 888-988-5656. You know, oftentimes we think about, what can I do? Well, right here it is. This is our opportunity. 888-988-5656.
Wow, and there's a reason you're listening today to this program. There's a reason that you're a part of the ministry. You're in the cycle of life you're in. None of it's by chance. And there's this cry. I want you to hear this cry coming from Africa that's calling out saying, "We want to hear the gospel. We want to hear about the glories of heaven. We want to be warned about the terrible, atrocious nature of hell." Did a whole show on hell yesterday. It was intense. We were talking about that off the air. When's the last time you heard a sermon on hell? Well, you know, a lot of folks call us and haven't heard one in a long time. Well, Transworld Radio is warning people about that because it's in the Bible. It's the whole counsel of God. How are we warning? How are you part of warning the nations? But not just warning, because here's another great question. When's the last time you heard a sermon on the topic of heaven? See, we are inviting people to Christ. This is the beauty of Jesus Christ. He goes to all nations, all tribes, all languages. This great throne room of heaven we see later in the book of Revelation, John. It's going to be a lot of Nigerians there. They don't talk like me. They may not look like me. But they have they're my brothers and sisters in Christ, and we are inviting you to help us reach them.
We had this one testimony of a Nigerian gentleman who's saying, you know, these men who are coming in with their AK-47s, these are bad men. And not only are they bad men, but it's impossible to really forgive them for what they're doing to our people, coming in and mowing down the villages with their AK-47s, going in and taking our women and our girls and kidnapping them and using them as sex slaves, you know, car bombing our churches. How can anybody forgive them? But God calls each one of us to forgive them because God has forgiven us first. And this man goes on to say, how could we not forgive them? Because God has forgiven us.
Wow. And so there's something powerful. There's something penetrating. There's something transformative about the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And at the height, by the way, of the 9/11 crisis, I had a theologian on my show who was very upset, and he's actually what was a Muslim evangelist to reach Muslims for Christ. He led a lot of Muslims to Christ. He debated him, but he was very upset, and he was in the moment, and I thought he was going to say, you know, World War III, America's got to get the nukes going, you know, for 9/11, all that. And you know what he said? He said, Stu, the answer to the world's problems and to this conflict, the answer is not missiles. The answer is missions. We need to go with the gospel. And is it not amazing how the great killer, the murderer, who became the great lion of the gospel, the Apostle Paul, what happened? The gospel changed his heart. We have half the New Testament because of it. How many future missionaries, young men and women of God, future pastors, church planters, are currently in Nigeria waiting to hear the good news of Christ, and we're just inviting you to be a part of it. Give the number again, and I want you to tell a story, John. Do we have time before the next break for him to tell a story? How long? Let me talk to our awesome production team. Okay, we don't, but we'll tell this story.
We'll tell the story.
You got to hear the story.
Got to come back and hear
the
story.
It's kind of save the best for last. But John, give the number. I'm Stu Epperson filling in for Steve Noble. This is the Steve Noble Show. We're inviting people all hour long to give back, to give toward this Trans World Radio, a stellar Christian ministry that's planning Christian radio stations all over the world to build up the church, to get people saved, to turn terrorists' heart and to turn them into evangelists. And we're trying to build a 200,000-watt transmitter in the middle radio station in the middle of Nigeria. With your help, we can do it. And this will reach over 200 million people potentially with the gospel of Jesus. But John, give the number before this break. It's very important you call in. Don't call the show today. Call in this number with a pledge of any amount and give them your card. There's Dear Saints. It's Transworld Radio. I love these people. I've been there many times in Cary, North Carolina.
A gift of $100, $500. Maybe it's $1,000 or $5,000, or maybe it's even something crazy. We'd love to hear from you right now. 888-988-5656. 888-988-5656. Or go online, AfricaNeedsJesus.com. You can make your gift there. AfricaNeedsJesus.com.
Yeah, I want to say thank you to a sweet, sweet, dear, saintly lady named Mary who we're playing phone tag, but she pledged $500 to this. She wants to reach the world. She's
praise
in bad health.
Lord.
And Mary, we are praying for you in your battle, but she wants, while she still is here, to give all she can to Christ to reach the nations with the good news of Jesus. The
yeah,
line just went off. There's
one.
A noise.
Thank you. Thank you.
Give the number, John, one more time before the break.
888-988-5656.
Okay. Stay tuned to Powerful Story on the Steve Noble Show coming up right after this. Hang on. Your teachings from the Bible are sound. That is why I love to listen to your radio programs. Please continue with this work as it helps to safeguard us from the winds of false doctrines flourishing in many Nigerian churches today. That is an actual note from a Nigerian believer who listens to and has heard Transworld Radio. The challenge is you can't hear it as well right now as you're going to be able to hear it, and the circumference of the signal is not huge, but it's about to be, because Transworld Radio, God's given them a great vision to reach the whole world with the good news of Jesus Christ. Truth Network, we don't have a station in Nigeria. We don't have a plan for one, but we do now because we are partnered with Transworld Radio. So we bring them in. I'm Stu Epperson filling in for Steve Noble, who's normally here, but he's really gone off the deep end because he's had me to guest host for him. So you can apologize or thank him later. You decide that one. But Steve gave us, he basically said, look, Stu, I'll just give the whole hour. I mean, he had you guys on last week.
He did.
But he said, Stu, I want to Steve's so passionate about the gospel going out to all the world. So we've taken a time out from the deep theology, the cutting edge, you know, talking about all this stuff going on with pastors and churches and politics and everything, to say, hey, guys, there's people that can't even hear this. There's people that don't even have the luxury of hearing Christian radio in their country that need Jesus, just like you need Jesus, just like Stu Epperson, a young teenager, turned on Christian radio, and it was transformational in my life, life-changing. So how are we going to do that? Very simple. Transworld Radio, they're in the studio, they're in the house. We've dedicated this whole hour today to inviting you to give so more Nigerians to the tune of 200 million of them. Imagine the whole country comes to Christ. Imagine a full sale, just like Nineveh repented, right? You got the Muslims up north, the Christians down south. You have a lot of terrorism. You have a wholesale barbaric murder. You have little girls and boys being sold into sex slavery. It's horrible. The Christians are being plundered. But this radio station, radio is an equal opportunity offender because it goes everywhere. And they listen to radio in Africa, particularly in Nigeria, and the 200,000-watt signal that we're going to build because our listeners are going to call the number and they're going to donate. I believe in them because they want to take this beyond just their comfortable America. We want to reach the world. John, this is going to reach other countries around Africa too. We're talking to Benin over here. We're talking about parts of West Africa over here. We're talking about the Congo. This will go everywhere, won't it?
And the ability to be able to have a 200,000-watt radio station is immense. And this opportunity, the opportunity just doesn't come around every single day. We need to take advantage of it, and we need to get it built before August, before the government changes over. That's our objective. That's why we're saying this is urgent. We need you to pick up the phone and give us a call right now.
Okay, and to give a number, there's a number we've been giving all hour that goes directly to the Transworld Radio switchboard, right,
that's
John?
Right. Yep.
And this is your team. I'm not sure who on the team will answer, but you can just, they'll talk you through how you can give $100, $1,000. Every penny reaches these dear African folks with the good news of Christ, because we're going to, if we can get the money raised by August, we're going to build a 200,000-watt station over there in the middle of the country. What's the number?
888-988-5656. Call now. We need your gift right now. We've only got a few moments left here in the radio program. 888-988-5656 or go online, AfricaNeedsJesus.com.
Wow. Every one of us listening that knows Christ is here because somebody led us to Christ, or someone pointed us to Christ. Could have been your parents, could have been your host family, could have been a, you know, just a buddy on the basketball court. I've been able to lead people to Christ on the court. I've been able to be mentored by godly men on the court. I lead people to Christ on the basketball court today because older guys than me did that with me and shared Jesus with me on the basketball court, you know? So, but John, what we're encouraging listeners to do is get in full mission mode with us. Just in a few minutes we have left, call this number and pledge to Transworld Radio and be a missionary by giving. Maybe you can't go, but by giving money to Transworld Radio, a solid, certified 501c3 ministry, so you get a tax write-off for that, but a partner with the Truth Network, because we want to find a Christian radio partner that does Christian radio abroad, overseas, like in Nigeria, that's legitimate, credible, that's sound doctrine, that's encouraging those people to go out and reach their country for Jesus.
Radio goes where missionaries can't, and you know where God's word goes, it does not return void. It is going to accomplish the purposes for which he has sent it, which is why we are building this radio station, and we need your help right now. Call 888-988-5656, 888-988-5656. 5656. Stu, let me share just a quick story
with
you.
You've got your phone here, Jerry Riggs. So if someone hears a little boop in the middle of the program, one of you have called in and
that's
pledged,
right,
you know, $20 or $100 bucks or $50, or hey, just skip a caramel macchiato latte, whatever, you know, for 1 week and give that to reach folks in Nigeria who are desperate to hear the good news of Christ. Tell the story, John. You guys got to hear this.
So, Stu and I both attended the National Religious Broadcasting Convention out in California back in March, and I was walking through the exhibition hall, and there is another gentleman who our eyes caught. We started talking, and as we're talking, find out this man is from Nigeria. He's an author. He's written a book, and he's just really excited about this new book, and we get talking a lot about that. A couple of my Transworld Radio friends walk up as we're talking about this, and I say, well, I've been doing a lot of research about Nigeria. We've been getting ready to build this radio station there to reach all of Nigeria, and he was just excited to hear that we were building a radio station to reach his countrymen. And then he says to me, how can I pray for you? And I didn't hesitate a bit. I said, there's two things. One, I said, the container, the shipping container that we have our transmitter in, is stuck in the port of Cotonou, Benin, which is one of the West African countries. And we need to get that out. And so he asked the question, how long has it been there? One of my other Transworld Radio friends says, 2 to 3 months. He says, wow, He says, okay. He says, what's the second one? I said, the second one is just like it. We have a container full of equipment that's for this transmitter stuck in a port in the U.S. We can't figure out why it's stuck there. And he says, okay, let's pray. So the four of us, three Transworld Radio guys, this gentleman from Nigeria, right there in the middle of the exhibition hall among all these people, grab hands and we bow our heads and we begin praying. This man could pray. I'm telling you, he could. I think the gates of heaven just opened up before him and he really could pray. Well, all of us, we said amen. We went our own ways. About a half hour after that, I get an email saying about a half hour ago, our transmitter stuck in the port of Cotonou has been released from customs. Could hardly believe it. Just praising the Lord up and down.
Yep.
And the next morning, our president, Lauren Libby of Transworld Radio, comes up and he says, hey, did you hear the good news? I said, what good news is that? He says, our equipment that was stuck in the port in the U.S. has been released this morning. I said, whoa, that is incredible.
Two for two, man.
And I said, or one of the guys that was with us said, you know, maybe you need to put that guy on staff who's praying for you.
Powerful. Well, you know, that's a good call. That's a good reminder. Everyone out there listening, maybe you can't give, maybe you can't go, but maybe you can just pray. I mean, is that enough, John? Is that powerful enough?
Yeah. It is very powerful. It shows you what God is doing great miracles he's bringing through to build this radio station in Africa, which is why all of us need to be a part of what God's doing right now.
Yeah, we could do this for 3 hours. We could talk for 3 hours just about the fire that nearly burned down your headquarters with all the spiritual attacks. There's another person's given. Praise
the Lord. Thank you.
All the spiritual attacks happening at Transworld Radio because the enemy does not want the good news of Jesus Christ to go out over the airwaves on the Truth Network, the Wilkins Network, or all the Christian stations that carry this program. And the enemy definitely doesn't want it to penetrate in Nigeria where there's all kinds of Satanism and voodoo and evil things. You know, everyone talks about Haiti as the witchcraft capital of the world. Well, Haiti got it from Benin.
That's right.
Benin below Nigeria there, West Africa, is where that started, and they exported it to Haiti. And this is a hotbed for evil, tribal, ritualistic cutting and stuff that's dark. And Islam has taken over a firm stronghold. But the good news is that the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ is going out. And more of it's going to go out with your help. Please call this phone number. We just got like 90 seconds left. Give a donation to Transworld Radio. John, give the number and donate to help us build this 200,000-watt transmitter radio station that will, in the middle of Nigeria, that will reach over 200 million people with the good news of Christ. That's what we've been doing all hour long. I'm Stu Epperson in for Steve Noble. Please give now while we still have it. We have a few minutes left, John. Go ahead.
Your gift builds the radio station and puts the programming on the air for the very first year. That's what your gift is going to do when you call 888-988-5656. Give $100, give $1,000, give $500, give $50. We just had a gift in from Thomas, who just gave $20. We had from Marion, who gave $12. We had a donation from John, who gave $25. We had Jeff, who gave $30. We had one from Fernando, who gave $100.
That's awesome.
It is incredible.
And they're still going on.
Thank you.
You can still give. This show's heard in all kinds of different time zones. Wonderful friends in Jacksonville, Florida, listen to the Steve Noble Show every evening at 8 o'clock on The Truth, 91.3 FM. 91.7 FM, 91.9 FM in St. Augustine. People in New Mexico, people on 103.7 FM and AM 1500 in where my former college coach lives in Indianapolis, Indiana, are listening to the Steve Noble Show on the Wilkins Network and all across North Carolina, Salt Lake City, all across Iowa. John, hit it real quick one more time.
888-988-5656. Call right now with your $100 gift or go online. AfricaNeedsJesus.com.
Yeah, thank you. We're so grateful for the $5, $10 gifts. We're so grateful for the $5,000. It's all God's anyway,
it
right?
It is.
And Jesus prays the smallest gift, the widow's mite, you know? God bless you, John. Thank you to the work of Transworld Radio. The challenge, if anything you derive from this show today, be a missionary every day, everywhere you go. You're either, J.D. Greer said it, you're either a missionary or a mission field. There's no third option. And thanks for joining us to reach more people with the good news of Christ. Give them one more time, John.
888-988-5656.
Fantastic. And they have a website, AfricaNeedsJesus.com. I got to go. Stu Epperson, filling in for Steve Noble. Join us next time, right here.